they never really actually cared about you. They just liked the way that you made them feel. Because of what you provided to the relationship, how much of yourself you gave to them, that's what attracted them to you. But it was never because they cared about you. And that's the thing. In order to have a good relationship with someone, there has to be mutual feelings. Both people have to actually care about each other and themselves. If only one person cares, like in that situation where only you really cared, they just liked how you made them feel. They didn't actually like you. If they do not see your worth and they do not appreciate the person that you are, that is not your fault. And it's also not their fault. People can't control who they are attracted to, but it is your responsibility to walk away from these people who don't see your worth, because otherwise you're going to be stuck in relationships where you're basically trying to force the other person to change. You're trying to force the other person to do right by you. They never will. They never had any intention to do so. And to everyone else in your life, it's probably really obvious that this person is not good for you and they don't actually like you or care about you. But the reality is that a lot of our friends aren't going to be honest with us. And it's not because they hate us, it's because they don't want to hurt our feelings. And honestly, we probably wouldn't listen to them even if they told us the truth. So that's why you need to pay attention to how other people treat you. The easiest way to figure out if someone actually likes you or cares about you is by evaluating how you feel around this person. So do you constantly feel confused around them? Do you feel like when you're around them, you get almost absorbed into their energy, and by the time you leave, you feel more confused than when you first got there? Like, one moment you think, I don't think they like me. The next moment you're like their favorite person in the world. They say certain things to compliment you and say how amazing you are, but then the way they act doesn't match with their words, right? That's the number one way that people will stay in your life when they're draining your energy, is say all the right things to you to make you feel like they care and make you feel like they respect you. But then in their actions, they don't actually act that way. Like, they show you with their actions time and time again that they will disrespect you, they don't care about you, they don't actually even think about you or take you into consideration when they're making their decisions. And then you'll get upset about it, and what end up happening is that if you ever do confront them about it, they're just going to play very ignorant. They're gonna play like, oh, I had no idea, like, it wasn't on purpose, right? Or they're gonna make up some story and somehow make it about themselves. Instead of taking accountability for their actions, for the fact that they literally ghosted you, they didn't speak to you for hours, they didn't speak to you for days, for weeks, or they did something to disrespect you, like every time you talk, they only talk about themselves and they never ask anything about you. Or when you talk about yourself, they automatically change the subject and bring it back to themselves, right? These are signs that this person doesn't actually care about you that much. And if you constantly feel confused, like you don't know if they like you or not, one moment you feel like you're super close and you're best friends, the next moment you feel like they totally forgot about you, or they just like don't even know you anymore, like they're gone, it's because they're only coming into your life out of convenience. They're only coming into your life because there's something they want from you. So maybe they want advice. Maybe they want validation. This happens to me a lot, actually. People that I haven't spoken to in years, or like they just didn't have time for me. I tried to put in the effort and they just were almost just focused on like themselves and like what worked for them. And they didn't really show up in the relationship equally to the way I was showing up, because this was before when I was more, I had lower standards when it came to my friendships. And it's not anything to do with them being bad people. It's just more so to do with like my standards with what I require from a friendship. And so that just simply changed. So I was no longer really resonating with these people. And it was one of those relationships, like, I mean, several of those relationships where if I'm reaching out to them, like, they'll answer. But if I don't reach out to them, like, they'll never reach out to me. Like, it's almost like one of those things. Or they'll go, like, months without saying anything or years without saying anything and then randomly reach out to me. But then usually when they reach out to me, it's always something like asking me for some kind of advice. Especially because you have no idea how many times it's happened where, like, I'll meet someone, we'll hit it off, like, on a friendship level. And then we don't ever, like, reconnect until, like, months later. They randomly reach out to me. They're like, hey, so sorry, like, we lost touch, but I saw your content, and you know, I was hoping we could reconnect. Like, it's honestly so transparent because, excuse me, like, something about what I'm talking about resonates with them. Maybe the advice that I'm giving resonates with them, and so they want to hang out with me and basically ask me for advice and not have to, like, buy a course or watch too much of my content or, like, buy a package, right? They just want to, like, pretend to be my friend, basically, to get close to me, so that way they can ask me all sorts of questions and get all sorts of advice, but then not actually be friends. And in the past, like, I'd given these people the benefit of the doubt. I'm like, oh, well, maybe they really just did see my content and think that, you know, they remembered me and that prompted them to reach out to me because they actually like me. Like, maybe it has nothing to do with them trying to use me for something or steal my energy in some way to try to either get free advice or just, like, learn more about me or just, like, gain some kind of validation from me. And it's not that they actually just want to be my friend, right? That's what I would assume. So I'm like, no, let me give people the benefit of the doubt. Like, I made a video of this already where I said, like, literally stop giving people the benefit of the doubt, follow your intuition in relationships. It was, like, a shorter video, but let me know if you want me to make a longer video about following your intuition in relationships. But basically, I gave these people the benefit of the doubt over and over again, and I ignored my intuition. I'm just like, no, let me just see. They haven't actually done anything. And so what ended up happening, it's just like something always had to happen that was really negative for me to set that boundary. Like, either they had to prove that they were jealous and just, like, not really looking for a real friendship. They were just looking for someone that they could, like, get advice from and use them, use their resources, use their connections, and then kind of ghost, which, again, like, it is what it is. Or they would be the type that, it's not that they have negative intentions, is that they just want to get, like, free advice from me. Like, literally, they'll just, like, reach out to me, tell me their whole life story, like, ask me, like, a small question about myself, and then automatically change it back to their topic, and then ask me for all sorts of advice. And it's just, like, it ends up being really clear to you that, okay, this person's not actually interested in getting to know me. They just want something for themselves. And it's not that I think this makes them bad people. It's just that I don't want to do that. Like, I only want to be friends with people who are genuinely interested in being my friend. Like, that's why I have a business where I sell products, I sell courses, I sell coaching programs. Like, that's why I have this business, because I understand that I could help a lot of people. I could give them advice. I've already helped so many people, just, like, from friends and people in my life that I just give advice to and just help out, like, that has nothing to do with my content. So it's really, like, I want to have that boundary. And that's something that took me a long time to realize, that, like, you need to just follow your intuition and, like, be reserved with people, right? Don't give everything of yourself right at the beginning, especially if they're already sending you mixed signals. Remember, that's, like, the main way that you can avoid falling into these relationships where people don't have the best intentions. It's how do you feel? Like, how do they make you feel? Do you, right? Like I told you, you either feel like you're their best friend or you feel like they completely ignore you and then just randomly come back at the most like opportunistic moments. Another thing that people will use to manipulate you and make you lower your boundaries for them is that they'll try to make you feel bad for them. So this is usually what people will come to me when they're overcoming like setting boundaries and having healthier relationships with people and not putting themselves in a situation where they're constantly being victimized, being used by others, taking their power back in their relationships. One of the things that a lot of these people have in common is that they need to overcome the feeling of feeling sorry for someone else. Like examining their history with being in unhealthy relationships and being in situations where they gave too much and they didn't receive anything back, they didn't receive validation, they didn't receive love, they didn't receive what they wanted from the relationship. The main reason why they were giving so much of themselves, one of them, is that they felt sorry for this person. That this person has like a really hard time going through something. And that comes with being a very empathetic person. And there's nothing wrong with having empathy for someone. And if you want to help them, you help them from a place of calm and peace. You can't allow feeling sorry for someone else to force you to now compromise on yourself and your own well-being. You can't overgive to someone else just because you feel sorry for them. And that's something that you're gonna have to go and look at your history with this and like your patterns. So if you're ready to take the next level in your relationships, go ahead and go to modelpatty.com because that's where I have all of my courses, all of my coaching options, and my fun products. I actually am launching a new affirmations card deck. So I post a lot of affirmations on my shorts and on my Instagram. And you guys are always asking me for like copies, like where to download it. So right now you can download the PDF version so you can print them out and have them on your own. But they actually just got printed on premium cards. I don't have them yet because they literally just got printed. They're getting shipped to the United States within the next few days, and then it should take a while for them to like get settled into the warehouse. They're going to be available on Amazon. They're going to be available on my website, but I'm really excited for that. If you don't want to wait, you can always download the printable version to have it now. But getting back to the video, you really want to set boundaries with people from the beginning. You want to have a clear decision of how much energy you're willing to give to someone. Set rules for yourself, right? Especially if you're overcoming being a people pleaser and you're overcoming a toxic, unhealthy, unbalanced relationship, your mind is not used to setting healthy boundaries. So it's gonna feel a little bit weird, right? I have tons of videos on setting boundaries, but the basis of setting boundaries is knowing what your boundaries are, like what things make you uncomfortable, what you want out of life, what are your preferences. Being confident that you deserve these things, right? There's a lot of mindset work that goes into that. And then third, being able to actually communicate those boundaries and enforce those boundaries, because you can have all the boundaries you want and you can believe all the things, but when you're put in a situation where your boundary could possibly be tested, how are you going to react? Are you just going to stay silent and let these things happen, become carried away with someone else's overpowering you or manipulating you or forcing you? Or are you going to be able to speak up for yourself, remove yourself from these situations, and actually enforce these new boundaries that you've selected for yourself? This can be easy to do. It can be hard to do. Everything can become easy once you've practiced enough. So if you find it hard to do it, don't give up hope. Practice will get you there. The more that you practice setting boundaries, the easier it's actually going to feel. Right, some people are born into situations where they're already taught how to have standards and boundaries naturally. They don't have to learn all these things and change all these behaviors because they already have that. But just because you don't already have it, or you weren't born with it, or nobody taught you this before, doesn't mean you can't do it for yourself. So the easiest way to start practicing gaining confidence with setting boundaries is to practice on the little things. So you want to practice speaking up and using your voice in small situations where you're relatively safe, right? You may feel really anxious about this, but nothing bad's gonna happen. So if you're at the grocery store or you're out somewhere, randomly go to some random person. It could be someone who works there, or it could be like a guest or someone who's shopping there, and just say, "Hi, how are you? You know, do you know any good restaurants nearby?" You know, ask them a question, a random question, or ask them about something that they're looking at. Or ask them, or just give them a compliment. Tell them, "Oh, I really liked your jacket. Where did you get that?" Okay? Say some random thing, right? If that's already easy to you, then take it a level further, right? Start speaking up for yourself in harder situations. Like, but start with whatever feels the safest for you to practice with, and then slowly build your courage to be able to set and speak on really scary and important boundaries in your relationships. Because if you're not able to go up to a random person and ask them a question, then how are you going to have the hard conversations that you need to be able to have when you're in a relationship, right? There's gonna be a lot of conversations that you're gonna be able to, that you're going to need to have when you're on the first date with someone, when you've been dating someone for 3 months, when you've been dating for a year, when you're engaged, when you're married, when you've been married for years, when you have kids, when you're raising kids, when, like, there's so many different stages in your life and so many different stages in your romantic relationships that you need to be able to communicate every step of the way. You don't start communicating when you're already in a serious relationship. That's another thing that a lot of people that come to me for relationship advice, they always want to know, oh, when can I actually be honest? Like, when can I actually tell someone what I want? When do you have the boyfriend, girlfriend conversation? When do you have the moving in together conversation? All of these things depend on where your current situation is and like what your current goals are, what the other person's goals are. But as a general rule, you should be able to communicate these things from the beginning. Most people don't want to go on a first date and talk about when they want to get married, how many kids they want to have, where they want to live, what they want to do with their career. Like, not everyone is at that stage, right? But if you're older and you want to get married very soon, then you might bring those things up on a first date, and the other person might actually really enjoy talking about that because they have the same intention as you. So understanding when to communicate these things, it really depends on what your intention is, like what stage in your life are you in, and what stage is the other person in, what do they want? Because a lot of the times you think that, oh, I can't be honest about this, or I can't say this to this person, or I can't talk about this right now, or I can't force this right now. I can't have what I want, basically. And a lot of you convince yourself that you can't have what you want because you're speaking to the exact people who want something else. They just don't want the same thing as you. So it's not that you can't have what you want, it's that you can't have what you want with those people. But you can have what you want with a different type of person, someone who wants the same thing you want. The magic hack, the magic secret to having a healthy relationship is to naturally align yourself with someone who already has the same preferences as you. The reason me and my now fiance were able to be together and live together and basically have no real issues in our relationship is because we both have the same standards. We both have the same requirements. The places where we have differences is more so in like our personality and the way we like to do certain things. But when it comes to our life goals, our intentions for our relationship, our roles and how we see ourselves in the relationship, what we choose to do in the relationship, the gender roles we have in our relationship, like all of those things are pretty much the same. All of our values are pretty much the same. So it was really easy for us to get along and move it in a healthy way in our relationship because neither of us had to really change our values or sacrifice our values. We both grew along the process and our personalities have evolved, but we haven't had to like actually sacrifice anything, right? So if you feel like you're currently sacrificing so much for the relationship, it could be that you need to change something. It could be that your values are off. That's a possibility. But more likely, it's just that you're not aligning with the right person. These people have completely different values than you, and you're dating people or talking to people based on superficial things or personality traits that don't really matter. And then you're ignoring like the main values and the main intentions, right? Because people's personalities can evolve. Like when you're in a relationship with someone, you become more like that person. So whoever has like stronger energy in certain areas, stronger characteristics, like the couple is going to become similar in that way. It's the same thing with friendships. I'm sure you've heard that expression before where it's like you become the six people that you hang around or the seven people that you hang out with. Like, I don't know the exact number, but basically you become who you surround yourself with. So that includes your partner, your friends, your business associates, your coworkers, the people you do hobbies with. Like, it includes everyone you surround yourself with. But most importantly, the one person that you're spending your life with, that you have the most close, intimate relationship with, you become more like that person. So as you are together, like those little things that you were valuing as so important personality traits, like you can change them. You can change how they dress, how they eat. You can change how their opinions about certain things. Like when we're with a friend, right? This is a very simple example. You're with your friend and they play you a Taylor Swift song. And in your mind, you've never been a fan of Taylor Swift. You're like, no, like, I hate Taylor Swift. I don't like her. I don't like her music. It's not for me. I don't like that kind of music. And this friend is like, no, but listen. But you're thinking about the old Taylor Swift. This is the new Taylor Swift. Like, her music now is, like, different. Like, you have to listen to this. And the other person's like, okay, whatever. Like, whatever. Or they say no, they don't want to listen to it. The other person starts playing the music over and over and over again. And so now all of a sudden the other person's like all by themselves and thinks to themselves, I want to listen to that Taylor Swift song. So before they hated Taylor Swift, but because their constant exposure to someone who listens to Taylor Swift, they now have heard the music so many times that their brain starts to think, oh, maybe I actually can like this. It starts to become a possibility because they surrounded themselves with someone that really likes Taylor Swift. So it really just depends on what it is. It depends how much resistance this person has towards it. But if there's certain things that you don't like about your partner, understand that there's a lot of things that as you are together, they're gonna become more like you and you're going to become more like them. So maybe you don't like the way they dress. Maybe after being with you for a certain amount of time and you dressing a certain way and you influencing their wardrobe, now all of a sudden, a year later, they dress exactly how you would want them to dress. So imagine if you passed up on this person who could have been your lifetime, forever partner because you didn't like the way they dressed, and you could have changed the way they dress within 6 months or a year of being with them. A year out of a forever lifetime of 1,000 years you're gonna be together till you die. So it just seems like kind of silly, right? Make decisions based off of values, how this person wants to be in their relationship, what they expect from their partner in a relationship, what they are willing to give to their partner in a relationship, how they value families and friends, things that are more important to someone and not as easy to change, right? The key to setting healthy boundaries is to have a healthy self-concept.